Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Cox. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Cox. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Warren Houston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Williams. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Williams. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Appling reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is hit by the pitch. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Hassan moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houston. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards third. Werber catches it and throws to first to double up Radcliffe. Two outs. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 2 in the game. Connors hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Hassan reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Hassan moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hassan scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Warren Houston. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Al Williams. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive towards third. Connors reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ace Parker now playing second base. Bud Thomas now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Moses reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Newsom steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball towards left. Radcliffe catches it and throws to second to double up Newsom. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 3 in the game. Connors hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker bunts towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Moses is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Renssa now catching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hassan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hassan reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling is walked intentionally. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-4 in the game. Connors hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill pinch hits for Ace Parker. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Bud Thomas. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.